Max Ernst's closest collaborator in Cologne was Alfred F. Grunewald, the son of a wealthy insurance director who financed some of Ernst's early endeavors. Largely self-taught, with a penchant for poetry and photomontage, he adopted the satirical pseudonym Johannes Bargeld, his surname taken from the German word for cash. This collage from 1920 is a self-portrait in which Bargeld mounted a picture of himself on a reproduction of the famous Venus de Milo in Paris. His youthful face is framed by a visor that looks like a soldier's cap, alluding to World War I, in which both he and Ernst had served. Anne Umland.
This is a condemnation of war of some sort, of Bargeld imagining himself not only as classical woman, but as amputee, which itself relates back to themes throughout Dada. At the same time, it's interesting, too, because, of course, this very central presentation of an eroticized female demigod speaks to the self-mythologizing, self-historicizing that goes on throughout Dada. They take aim at art history at the same time as they are, in fact, rewriting the history of art with themselves center stage.